Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars, and I want to talk about edible flowers. You know, flowers are the sex organs of plants. They contain pollen, which is the sperm of the flowers. They're so beautiful and sexy, they are designed to attract pollinators. And of course, planting flowers is a wonderful thing, not only for you, but for the bees, the neighbors that walk by. But if you're going to plant flowers, why not plant something that's edible? So here are some of my favorites. Do you know that apple blossoms are edible? They also increase fertility, so watch out. I did say they were the sex organs of plants. Something called Korean mint or anise hyssop, Agastache faniculum, they taste like root beer. Oh my goodness, I even like to use the leaves and put them in cookies. Bachelor's buttons are edible. Now, before I tell you any more flowers, I need to remind you that buying flowers from the florist shop, which are often grown in another continent with pesticides that are sometimes banned in the U.S. and shipped here, is not that eco. So we want to support the organic flower companies that are at the farmer's market and places like that, and of course, grow our own. But we don't want to eat things that are sprayed, and they're not going to have a label on them. All of your mint family members, basil and oregano and thyme, have edible flowers. One of my favorites is daylily. And daylily, those bright orange flowers, you know, they only bloom for a day, so you might as well eat them. Not only can you eat the flowers, but you can eat the buds. And in Asian medicine, they're considered a great tonic for the lungs. And if you have too many daylilies, you know you can dig them up and separate them, and the little tubers are like little potatoes. You can cook them and eat them. Oh my goodness. It's like three treats in one: flowers, buds, and roots. Calendula is another edible one, and of course it makes a wonderful salve. You've probably seen calendula in baby care products, like Walita uses them for, you know, baby skin cream and diaper rash cream, because calendula is so great for our skin. And one of my teachers says calendula is good for ailments where the sun don't shine. What? Where the sun don't shine? You know, like your private parts and inside your mouth and toenail fungus. Yes. Carnation is another edible flower. Dandelion, dill, fennel, garlic, all of the alliums. Well, I don't want to say all of the alliums, but leeks, chives, scallions, onion flowers are edible, but there are some poisonous members of the lily family, death camas, which does grow here in Colorado. Hollyhocks are edible and so colorful. Many people consider hollyhocks to be one of the great old-fashioned flowers. They come back year after year. There's another close relative of hollyhock called Rose of Sharon, also edible. Lemon balm, lilac. I love to put lilac blossoms in my water carafe. And after an hour, the water is perfumed with lilacs. Drinking something so beautiful makes you feel and look beautiful, I believe. Peony. It's said that those who drink the peony and eat the peony become as beautiful as the peony flowers. So why not imbibe beauty? Grow it, imbibe it, eat it, share it with your friends. Let's make this world a more beautiful place. Yes, that's what we are about here at KGNU. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.